regarding joint ownership and equal rights, the woman had inherited $2 million in shares but inadvertently signaled joint ownership by transferring them into joint ownership accounts. Joint account holders usually have equal rights and unilateral withdrawals can also be made. This applies not only to bank accounts but also to investment accounts. Initially shared assets out of love, attempting to reclaim them later on during divorce was deemed inconsistent. A recent divorce case in Singapore sheds light on the complexities of asset ownership regarding marital finances. The woman who inherited $2 million in shares had to share both these shares as well as an additional $3 million worth of Singapore shares in their divorce settlement. The High Court ruling provides valuable lessons about the financial implications of marriage and divorce. Here are some insights regarding joint ownership and equal rights. The woman had inherited $2 million in shares but inadvertently signaled joint ownership by transferring them into joint ownership accounts. Joint account holders usually have equal rights and unilateral withdrawals can also be made. This applies not only to bank accounts but also to investment accounts. Regarding the matrimonial assets pool, assets acquired during marriage, including shares, become part of the matrimonial pool. An exception may be made for stocks bought before marriage or using funds exclusively given by parents. The woman claimed her $3 million shares were derived from inheritance. Still, the lack of conclusive evidence led the court to include them in the shared pool. Regarding communal intent in joint accounts, transferring assets to joint accounts implies a shared intent regardless of the initial ownership. In this case, the woman's inherited shares lost their character as inheritance when transferred to joint accounts, indicating an intention to share the assets. Regarding the reversal of gifts, the court emphasized that gifts made during the marriage cannot be easily reversed after the breakdown. While the woman initially shared assets out of love, attempting to reclaim them later on during divorce was deemed inconsistent. Regarding contributions and asset distribution, consideration of both financial and non-financial contributions played a role in the asset distribution. The woman, who initially was the primary caregiver, ended with a larger share due to various contributions, totaling 59.63% compared to the husband's 40.37%. So here are some lessons learned. Regarding clarity in financial transactions, couples should maintain clarity in financial transactions, especially regarding jointly owned accounts. Understanding the implications of joint ownership can avoid surprises during divorce proceedings. Regarding the documentation of inherited assets, in inheritance cases, maintaining clear documentation is crucial to establish the origin of assets. Lack of evidence can lead to inherited assets being included in the matrimonial pool. Regarding intent matters in joint accounts, transferring assets to joint accounts implies a shared intent. Couples should then be aware of the implications of such actions. Regarding consistency in claims and actions throughout the marriage is essential. Attempts to reverse gifts or change financial dynamics during divorce may face legal challenges. This divorce case emphasizes the need for couples to be well aware of the legal implications of their financial decisions during marriage. Joint ownership, especially in investment accounts, and the intent behind financial transactions can significantly impact asset distribution during divorce proceedings. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channels for more legal things.